Industrial flooring. An industrial floor is widely used in factories, warehouses, laboratories, freezers, firehouses, as well as many other industrial and commercial buildings. It performs well even in the most demanding conditions, for example in the chemical, food, paper, pharmaceutical, engineering, automotive, marine, and aerospace industries. However, it should be designed such that it meets the highest standards for compressive strength and aesthetics, as well as provides a safe work environment. Industrial flooring must withstand both static loads from the storage of heavy machinery and equipment or heavily loaded storage racks, as well as dynamic loads from heavy traffic with, for example, forklift trucks and other materials handling equipment. It should resist temperature changes, impact forces, and continuous abrasion caused by rubbing, rolling, sliding, or cutting. In some circumstances, industrial floor surfaces have to provide chemical resistance in case of the spillage of aggressive chemicals such as acids, oils, or grease. Finally, they need to be durable, hard-wearing, smooth, water-resistant, slip-resistant, non-dusting, and what is very important, easy to clean and maintain. A well-designed industrial floor is expected to last at least 25 years without any major damage. How to achieve this? The key is the proper construction and structural integrity of the floor layers. The first thing to be taken into account is the subgrade, that is either natural ground or stable, well-compacted fill. The subgrade should meet the requirements in terms of uniform settlement, thickness, bearing capacity, frost resistance, and non-swelling properties. The load from the floor slab to the subgrade is transmitted by the subbase of thickness ranging from 15 to 40 cm. The subbase is usually constructed from unbound aggregate, gravel or sand-gravel mixtures, crushed stone of different fractions, or cement-bound material. The subbase should be well compacted and free from ridges, cracks, potholes, ruts, and other defects, as it is responsible for spreading the load and increasing the slab bearing capacity. In order to reduce the friction between the slab and the subbase, one can lay a polythene slip membrane. The strength of a ground bearing concrete slab depends on the concrete grade, defined by the cement content and type, aggregate type and grading, water and cement ratio, as well as admixtures used. For industrial flooring, it is recommended to use low shrinkage concretes with a minimum compressive strength class of C20 or 25. To prevent cracking and provide long-term durability, the slabs are reinforced with steel bars or a steel mesh, or better, with steel, polypropylene, or glass fibers. It is also important to construct joints properly. The top surface of an industrial floor, that is the wearing surface, can be finished in a number of ways depending on the use. It can be overlaid by screeds, resin coating, or paint. Among the modern techniques are dry shake finishes, PPC coatings, as well as decorative surfaces, for example stamped concrete.